I'm in a pickup truck headed towards the interior of Catalina Island. As I go uphill, I can see the lush green hills. But Kevin Allison doesn't see it that way.
They wished it was greener.
Really?
Kevin is a plant ecologist living on the island. He wears a comfortable uniform, a baseball cap, sunglasses, boots. He's ready to get his hands dirty, shovel some soil.
I try not to bum people out too much on the story of how things have changed over time.
What's changed is the island's ecosystem. The island's native plants are at war with the invasive species. Kevin cares for both on the island, but he has an affinity for the native ones, the rare ones. Because in this ecological war, the native plants are losing the fight. So he's trying to save as many native plants as possible.
A flower that I've been trying to find forever popped up right here. And it's this giant flowered phacelia is the name.
While driving home one day, he spotted a flower off the side of the road.
Big purple flower and super rare.
A week later, he went back to check on the flower and collect a sample for work. But the flower was gone.
Fire department came in and cleared that whole brush. I totally lost that. I've never been able to find it since.
He's had a hard time getting people to care about plants the same way they care about animals.
I think people are more prone to care about something more like with eyes and a species that's adorable, and I couldn't agree more.
He means the mule deer, and Kevin knows how they got here, how hunters brought these adorable creatures to the island for sport in the 20s. Then they overpopulated, munching on the island's plant life without mercy. Kevin points to a tall shrub with dark brown bark as an example. It's a cherry tree that only grows on the island. There aren't many left. The leaves at the top grow freely, but the bottom is snipped in an almost perfectly straight horizontal line.
So that's the browse line of the deer on the cherry tree.
It looks like the plant has a bad haircut.
Like a bowl cut.
Kevin knows one bad haircut for a rare plant can ruin it forever.
They've been evolving here for thousands and thousands of years, and that's literally going extinct in front of my eyes.
He sees plants that have taken years to grow, getting smaller and smaller, like aging in reverse. So part of Kevin's job is caging the rare plants behind metal fences.
This is our only hope right now. Honestly, it's kind of like a zoo, but for plants. And it's completely unnatural.
And even then, they don't always work. He has no control over what happens afterwards, like bad weather or vandalism.
As soon as there's a break, that whole fencing is rendered useless.
The organization Kevin works for wants to eradicate all the deer, which is hugely unpopular with the locals. It probably won't happen anytime soon. So like the story of Sisyphus carrying the boulder up the hill, Kevin keeps mending fences. He's devoted his life to this work. He learned how to clone plant tissue in Hawaii, studied rare plants across Southern California, and while getting his master's, he studied a rare plant living on Catalina, the mountain mahogany tree. That work led to his current job with the Catalina Island Conservancy, a gig where he gets to do the work he loves.
I don't know exactly who said it. I think it's maybe Oprah, actually. But it was like, luck is when opportunity meets preparation. And I couldn't agree with that more.
Oprah did say that.
For me, luck is preparation meeting the moment of opportunity. There is no luck.
Looks like we're looking at a filing cabinet.
Yeah.
Kevin takes me into the Conservancy's herbarium archive. It feels like a sad library. Kevin pulls out a stack of folders and opens one. Inside is a plant stem taped to the folder. There's bird poop on the stem.
Think of it as almost like a living picture. You actually have a pressed living representation, although it will die, to know exactly what that species is.
It's kind of like a 23andMe for a plant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kevin enjoys the sometimes dull aspects of sorting through these plant pressings. But where he really thrives is amongst the rare plants on the island's interior.
Have you ever seen a dog that as soon as they come in the house, they bring out all the toys and want to show you all their toys? I feel the same enthusiasm when I share people of the species that I love.
That's the rarest tree in all of North America.
You're kidding, the rarest tree? Yeah.
He walks up to each plant. He calls them individuals.
You have to have an experience with the plant. That's the real way.
Outside in the Catalina Botanical Gardens, Kevin gives me the rare plant experience.
So this is Catalina manzanita.
There's the manzanita tree.
Or Arctostaphylos catalini, Latin name for it.
There's the evergreen currant.
But I like to call it by another common name, which is Catalina perfume. If you crush up a leaf, you can really smell.
Kevin holds the current perfume sample to my nose.
It's like a spring fresh kind of...
Sprite or something in there too.
Yeah. It's lemony.
The island bush poppy.
Or Dendromecon harfordii.
It has four yellow petals.
This particular one you look at is actually rarer than we thought.
And then there's the Catalina cherry.
This species, Prunus alyssifolia, is like a mid-sized shrub.
How do you remember all of these scientific names for the plants?
Okay, so this, I have been asked this a couple of times, and it's, how do you remember all the people you've met and their names? And that's easier said than done.
Right? I don't.
Kevin admits not everyone gets it. He knows he has the privilege of living on an island and experiencing these plants every day.
Just my drive into work is like the most amazing sunrise over the ocean while you see a fox, and I'll get down to the backside of the island to go see the rarest species in all of North America, and whales will be, you know, fluking right outside, right off the cove there.
He's actually found a way to bring the beauty of the island to outsiders through his Instagram and YouTube channel. At first, he thought the internet wouldn't appreciate his on-the-job plant selfies.
It's been so positive, honestly, that people, especially like on my channel, I'm very enthusiastic about the plants.
I ask if he's using his plants to gain a bigger following, if he ever thinks about being an influencer. There's a popular hashtag online called Plant Daddy. It takes you to a feed of shirtless guys posing with their plants for attention. And the plants aren't the point. I had to explain this to Kevin.
It's funny. People have commented hashtag Plant Daddy on some of my stuff too on occasion. Okay, now that makes sense why. For me, I'm less trying to do anything to get more followers. I'm just here trying to show you a really cool plant or a bird I saw, you know. And I'm a punk rock sailor that loves plants and lives on an island, and that's like all I have to share. Like, you know.
Kevin is a true plant daddy. For him, it is about the plants. And he just might be the island's last hope in the battle to save its fragile ecosystem. Even if he can't save these plants in his lifetime, it's possible one of the stems or seeds he's saved could prevent a species from going extinct.
I may not be here down the road, but if I can help a species that I thought was so cool thrive into the future for other people to enjoy, that's a life well lived.
For the Transom Story Workshop, I'm Stephen Rascone on Catalina Island.